our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for this two-part program of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring a rich morning meal of vegan sausage rolls, vegan omelet, fried tomatoes and mushrooms, and homemade citrus and pear marmalade.
Are you going on well with your vegetarian diet?
I guess you are.
Today we are preparing something a little bit healthier, richer, yes?
For someone who likes a
hefty breakfast.
I mean a
rich breakfast.
Yes. Like that's what you do with sausages or eggs, you know? And a lot of jams and stuff. So we're going to make it today. Yes. We make vegan sausage rolls and we make some vegan fried eggs with a little bit mushroom. And then we make a homemade marmalade or jam. Okay? Now, we begin with sausage. Any sausage, vegan, will do. I'm just having here mini Viennoise, mean the small Vienna sausage. About 160 grams of them. But you can have it bigger, more, it doesn't matter. We peel it out and keep it here for the time being. And then meanwhile, we prepare the roll. For that, we need 200 grams of all-purpose flour. Okay, 200 grams. That's it. We leave some aside in case we need more, huh? Then we put a pinch of salt in it. Yeah. And then mix it well. Hmm? Mix the salt and the flour very well together. And put in about a quarter cup of water and form a dough. Remember, just put in a little bit of water at a time until you feel like it's enough. If it's good, your dough should be firm and mixed together into a ball without leaving much trace on your mixing bowl. Okay. Put a little bit at a time so you don't over water your dough. Yeah, you can always put more in. There. Yes. Mix it well together. Don't be afraid to knead this, okay? See? When your dough is well mixed and good, then it's all clean like this. And knead it a little bit, don't worry. Knead it well, okay? Use your strength to knead your dough a little bit. For several minutes. Use your knuckle to knead. Okay. Fine. Okay. And we leave it here for now. Do something soon. Yeah. Flour your rolling board. Put a little bit of dry flour. Spread it around. So now we're going to roll our dough. It's similar to making bread, you know. We knead it well, yes, and then we let it rise up a little bit. But it doesn't matter so much. Make it simple and easy, quick. Okay, now I take some of this out and flour my hand with the dry flour and roll it into a ball a little bit, about this size. Also flour my rolling pin. And we roll it thin, very, very thin. Yeah. As thin as you can. It doesn't matter that much, but okay. We make it thin, eh? Very thin. On top of this flour board, it's going to be very thin. All right. And now we take it off the pin. Ah, I didn't flour my pin enough. It's sticky a little bit, but it don't matter. It don't matter. Oh, in that case, we roll it again on the other side. Like that. Make it very thin. a little bit oval shape, about your palm size. Okay? Like that. Now we put one of your sausages in there. Yeah. And then we roll it back in. See, we're going to roll the sausage inside. The thing is, we should let the both ends of the sausage stick out a little bit, you know? Make it more appetizing. Okay, you just roll the sausage, wrap it inside this dough, okay? Just roll it. If it's too long, you can cut some off. If the width is too wide, you can always shape it, make it less, so that the sausage stick out a little bit like this. It's nice looking. Okay. We leave it here until we make them all, and then we're going to fry it. Okay, I make another one now. Don't hesitate to knead it again, it doesn't matter. So this is a tough one, okay? Right. Now we're going to roll it out to a oval shape. Just like the way we did before. And put your sausage in the middle of it. Yeah. Roll it, wrap it. Yeah. And then a little water at the edge to stick it together. Then your sausage roll look like this. Hey? Right. Even there, continue make it. I have about 6 sausages here, so I think we can finish it up. But you can make more, eh? It doesn't matter how many, depends on what you want. Even if you cannot roll them into a long shape, you can stretch it like this and it become long. Okay? And there should be, at least the finishing edge should be shorter than the width of the whole roll, so that it will stick out and look like you tape it on. It just look nicer, that's all, okay? You see, so that it has a little, you know, like an even shape, just for the look. I think I need a little bit more sausage. For the 200 grams of flour, we could make 8 sausages, yeah, easily, or even more if you know how to stretch it. But 9 is fine, yes. Yeah, I'm sure we can make 9 sausages. 9 is a good number, eh? Why not? Okay, there we are. We make it 9. Remember, if you don't have a rolling pin, you can use any round bottle. It's fine. Okay, we stretch it out. Sausage there. Roll it up again. Ah, it's gonna be fun. Okay. Now we put in olive oil. Make sure it covers like half of the sausage. Yeah, it can always add more. Okay, that's my organic homemade olive oil again. You know already. Alright. Turn the heat on and wait. Put the heat on full first, and maybe later we can reduce it as you see it. If it's golden too fast, you have to reduce the heat. If it doesn't, then you can continue evenly. It depends on the cooker, you know? Yes, it's like that. I'm going to fry it. For the same roll, you can steam it also. It will be like softer. Or can also bake it in the oven. Our oil is heated. We can put in one by one already. You use a spatula to help so that it doesn't break in the beginning. And later, when it's hard, it doesn't matter. You can put all 9 of them in this big pan. Very good. And then we have to weigh into it golden on one side, and we turn to the other side. Put a kitchen towel on there, so it's ready for your sausage to soak up the excess oil. While waiting for the sausage, we can prepare the substance for marmalade. These are the oranges and the lemons from my garden. They don't look very big. Some of them are very big, but these are kind of end of season, so they're not too big. But they are very, very good. I'm going to chop them and make marmalade out of them. Marmalade. Instead of cheese, we say marmalade when you take photo. Okay, I'm going to make just enough for today's use. So I use like half a pear. It's a long and big pear. I use half of the pear. And I use one lemon and one orange. Okay. First we peel the orange. Huh? We peel, but we keep the skin. Peel a little thin, so get the thin skin, the outer skin. Meanwhile, we check our vegan sausage also while I'm here, very convenient and nearby. I'm cooking many things at the same time. It's a little bit hot, so we turn it medium heat. And check it out, it's already golden. Very good. Wow, it's looking fine. See, we cannot have it too hot. We have to cook it a little bit slow so that everything cooks well from inside out. Huh? You can also use deep fry, you know. But I don't like to use too much oil. I think cover half of the sausage. Cook slowly. Also, very good. Okay. Now we take away this white stuff. We only use the inner orange. Some of the peel that we have just removed. Take away the white stuff away from the flesh of the orange. Yeah, wow, a lot of skin. Okay, that much. Maybe I have to use another orange because it's too little for one strong guy, you know? Okay, I use one more orange. These are organic orange, so they look a little small, but it doesn't matter. Very sweet. Actually, we have big orange, very big. It's just these are the last of them. And also we need to shell the lemon. Keep the thin skin for later use. We're going to use some of the skin to add it into the jam to make it a little bit more zesty, you know? Give it a kick, yeah. Don't use all of them though. But this peel, you can put them in the fridge. Yes, give it smell nice in there. Or just dry it and leave it in your kitchen somewhere. Or just leave it in your kitchen until they're dry. And they give a nice aroma. We also peel the skin of the pear so that the substance will be more smooth. Now I check out our vegan sausage, eh? Yeah. Wow. I think we need a little bit more heat. Yeah. Just a little bit like 2/3. Instead of medium, medium high.
Yeah.
Now that I know what my cooker is doing with my sausage, I can change. You see, when some of the sausage brown quicker than the others, then you change the position of them. I change the position. Some of the pan area are colder than other area. Like the middle one is hotter, so be careful so that the middle one don't burn too fast and the edge stay in white. Okay. Now we're going to chop some of this lemon peel and orange peel very thin. You can also grate it. But I like to have things simple and use very little instrument. Otherwise, our kitchen will be full of stuff. Also, we have to wash a lot afterward. Okay. Right. Okay. If you want it chunky, then you use your knife like this. If you want it all together mush up, then you have to use a food processor, eh? Okay? I like it chunky. Yeah. But slice very, very thin, eh? Okay? Yes. Just use very spare some with the orange peel and lemon peel. I use maybe 2 tablespoons of it. After you chop it, it becomes like 2 tablespoons. That will be good enough already. We don't want too much. Be too strong. Okay. You use a knife to make it finer. I don't like to use machine too much. As long as I can use my hand, I like it. Again, also a machine you need to wash later. And yeah, it wastes more time and energy. So I just use the knife to chop like this. You hold the tip of the knife and you just press the handle down. Anything will be chopped fine like this. Nut, peel, vegetable. Okay, very good. Oh, very fine now. Very good. Chop it as fine as you want, huh? Okay, we're done with that. So we scoop it in a bowl and leave it aside there. Right. And we chop the lemon into small pieces like that also, yeah, very small. I like small knife, sharp. Just slice it first and then you can use a big knife to chop it into small pieces like that. Same with orange, cut it into slice and chop it fine. Same with the pear, huh? You also chop it. And then or you can use a blender, make it into smooth, mushy substance. Wow, that's very nice. Sometimes the bigger knife is not as sharp as the small one, so I like to use a small one a lot. Also my size, you know? Yeah. Okay. Chop as fine as you want. We have to turn over our sausage now. The one that's golden, you turn it over? And leave the rest until they're ready. Then we mix it together with the orange and lemon peel and get ready to make our marmalade. Yummy marmalade. Yummy, yummy marmalade. Okay, we leave it on here in the bowl. Even if it's a little bit chunky, don't worry, after you cook, it will be softened and become reduced in size. If you like richer taste still and buttery taste, then you can add in like a tablespoon of vegan butter and let it melt in the hot oil and smear it on top of those vegan sausages and put in the middle to let it melt. It will give definitely a richer, more enchanting taste. But watch your figure. Don't blame me. Huh? Now and again, you can eat this. All the guys who are not used to with vegetarian food completely yet, you make all this for him or her. Then they will not miss the meaty sausage and or the very heavy breakfast that they're used to. And then slowly, if they want to go simple, it's good. You see, not everyone can go simple immediately. So give it time. Give yourself time also. Enjoy. When you sense that the inner part of the pastry and the sausage are kind of already well done inside, then you can speed up the heat to make it golden brown quick and to get ready to serve. Golden brown, you have to take them out quick. Put them on the cooler heater, the one that is not hot, and take out quick. Otherwise, it will be overdone, and it might be bitter. This is how they should look when you take them out, and they're done like that. We put this in a plate, make it nice and ready. Oh, it's nice, not that hot anymore. Okay. By hand or by... Well, I use hand squeaker. What? It's good. So here are your vegan sausage rolls.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please tune in next Sunday for part 2 featuring a rich morning meal of vegan sausage rolls, vegan omelet, fried tomatoes and mushrooms, and homemade citrus and pear marmalade. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.